Daily Light, June the 3rd, morning. Watch, therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour. But watch yourselves, lest your heart be weighed down with dissipation and drunkenness and cares of this life, and that day come upon you suddenly like a trap. For it will come upon all who dwell on the face of the whole earth. But stay awake at all times, praying that you may have strength to escape all these things that are going to take place, and to stand before the Son of Man. The Lord will come like a thief in the night, while people are saying, "There is peace and security." Then sudden destruction will come upon them, as labour pains come upon a pregnant woman, and they will not escape. But you are not in darkness, brothers, for that day to surprise you like a thief. For you are all children of light, children of the day. We are not of the night or of the darkness. So then let us not sleep as others do, but let us keep awake and be sober. Watch, therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour. Matthew 25:13 and Luke 21:34-36, 1 Thessalonians 5:2-6. Daily Light, June 3rd, evening. I am God Almighty, walk before me and be blameless. Not that I have already obtained this, or am already perfect. Brothers, I do not consider that I have made it my own, but one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind and straining forward to what lies ahead, I press on toward the goal, for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. Enoch walked with God, and he was not, for God took him. But grow in grace and knowledge of our Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ. And we all with unveiled face, beholding the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from one degree of glory to another. For this comes from the Lord who is the Spirit. When Jesus had spoken these words, he lifted up his eyes to heaven and said, "I do not ask that you take them out of the world, but that you keep them from the evil one, I in them and you in me, that they may become perfectly one. Watch, therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour." Genesis 17:1 and Philippians 3:12-14, Genesis 5:24, 2 Peter 3:18, 2 Corinthians 3:18, John 17:1, 15 and 23.